that trap. Coaches and officials within the game, with the best of intentions, forget that the young participants of the sport are just that young. It is all very well focusing planned development on future national teams, but a negligible percentage of participants will ever come even close to playing at that level. What is most important about soccer is that all players enjoy it. Would the young Neymar or Hazard have become the player they are today if soccer training had been an unenjoyable chore? Almost certainly not. And what children love most of all is to run, to shoot, to celebrate and to compete. Note, not always to win. That is a much more adult perspective. Children who hate to lose learn that attribute from the adults around them. Winning is fine, but so is losing, especially if we gain from the experience. Provided we create the chances for young players to enjoy their soccer, becoming better people in the process, we will have happy children on our hands. Who could ask for more? Chapter 1. Basic Control Skills. Spain versus England, the newly inaugurated Nations Cup. It is a match that England must win, but the odds are stacked against them. Possession is won deep in the English half, and the ball is hit early and long. It is not the best tactic, particularly against a well-organised defence who have not overcommitted forward. Spain have kept two defenders back to deal with the threat of England's lone striker, Harry Kane. Kane has been on a good run of form. He won the Golden Boot at the World Cup and is recognised as one of the best number nines in the world. But here, he is isolated. There is a touch of good fortune about the first stage of his work. As he heads towards goal, heavily marked and with the ball dropping, it catches the back of his foot. But from there, Kane's work is excellent. Aware that he is in danger of losing the ball, he turns quickly and gets into position. His first proper touch takes the ball away from the defenders, but does not remove all forward movement in the attack. The second is sufficient to draw in a defender and create some space in behind him. His control of the ball has also allowed another teammate to race forward in support. Kane's third touch is a beautifully weighted pass which brings that teammate into play, and it takes just one further touch for the ball to be in the back of the net. All made possible because a hopeful pass forward was controlled with technical excellence and vision. Control of the ball is key in soccer. Scouts look for that skill above all others when they are assessing the promise a young player might possess. It is the attribute that leads to quality passing, shooting, and dribbling. There are a number of stages to controlling the ball. All are important, and while practicing them might not be quite as much fun as shooting or dribbling, time spent on each aspect will deliver significant rewards. Checking for pressure. The precise method of gaining control depends, to some extent, on how much time the receiver has before they are tackled. Equally, a sharp decision has to be made as to whether the receiver moves towards the ball, remains in the same spot, or moves away from the ball. As a general rule, it is best to move towards the ball, and this is a good default position to adopt. However, it is not always the strongest option. Let us look at the information that a player needs to process to make their decision. Move towards the ball. Usually, this will maximise time on the ball, taking pressure away from the first touch, which we will look at later in this chapter. It also reduces the chance of a pass being intercepted by the opposition and allows the ball to be moved on quickly. Pace in an attack is often key to creating chances and scoring goals. The decision to move forward and towards the ball will be decided by the following factors. Is there a risk of interception? Will I have more time on the ball if I move towards it? Can I see a pass which will be made more quickly if I move to the ball? Am I unsure whether there are opponents nearby? Top tip, younger children often want to dribble rather than pass. This is their state of emotional development, where the id is dominant. Set up a race, them against the ball. This way they can see that the ball travels faster than they can run. Wait for the ball. This is the decision to make when the intention is to take the ball and drive forwards with a dribble or a pass which continues.